Kongress, politische Chamberkongress, en die Russische Kongress, daar nodig ik Luis op Vreemer. All Laces is aan het same level. Daar zitten Laces is het, daar nog homo's dan andere Laces is. And still we don't say, only a Laces is like Klein. But is niet gebijn essay. But a Laces is that he's more homo than Klein is not Mitre. We don't say that. Because, ja, die idee met de schoon zo niet zwits. So, once we have it as a kosu, then this is the Laces. So, with that story, we should say, any Laces, what difference does it make? More homo, less homo. So, me mele, in the Torah didn't say, and yad Hashem kuchen chayom dech lady. I would say that the answer to the Av is deche. So, here in the Torah tells us it's not deche. But not only the answer to the Av is not deche. An essay is not deche. Any Laces is yad. Any essay is not deche, Laces is because. This one here. All right, and then he says, now let's not spend time on it, because this has reference to the Gemara further. I don't know whether everyone here, I mean, went over the Gemara further. So then he says, the Yesh Leima. So the third line, they are here on the next page. The Yesh Leforish, the Leimom, Kol Heiche, the Chatro, Hu Gam Rinomene, Ma Osom Loi Doche, Bial Menam Loi Doche. Avol Ki Nashinam Ki Davei, Oy Misas Bezbi, Loi Doche, וחסיד נאמו עליהו, דלוי דוחה, חבלי כשני כסובים אבוין כאחו. ואין לו עמדים שלא ייתו. אלו שאית. So the Ramban says, I mean, this is contrary to Thesis. Thesis does not say that, you see. But the Ramban says that in Achnane, if there had been only one posik, so then there is no reason as to why we should say that this is a gilu, that only here it is not eche, but any other place, It is there. On the contrary, it's more misnomer to say if we had only one person, and we had the shem, kuchen chayom bechvedi gam kibudav, and we didn't have the posik of Aleo. So then I would say this posik of ani had the shem kuchen chayom bechvedi implies that the essay of kibudav is not deiche the essay of chorus of Shabbos. And why? Because an essay is not deiche leisese sheyesh bekoretz. Instead of saying only essay of kibud aveim is not deiche, but the alme and the other essay is there. It's more mistaber to say that the pshat in the droshe is ligufe. I mean ligufe and the alme, rather than the alme not ligufe. So if we can explain that there's a cause of in two ways, one interpretation is that the essay that only the essay of kibud aveim is not deiche, but any other essay is deiche, Elisa Shevukores. And the other interpretation is that the essay of kibud aveim is not deiche Shevukores, and the same way any other essay. So it's more stabber to interpret the droshe in the sense that the essay of kibud aveim is not deiche, and then the other essay is not deiche. But the reason is why the Gemara said, the time of the Kotor Rachmone Shavsid Yishneiru, Holav Ochet Doche, because we have two psukim. Once the Gemara mentions the posik that the essay of kibud aveim is not deiche, and we have the other posik of Aleo, the Kzeiros Shomer of Aleo, what does it say? That the essay of yibum is not deiche. So that means that we have two psukim already. So then it's shnei ksuvim aboyim keechod, and shnei ksuvim aboyim keechod in Lamdi. And what the pshat shnei ksuvim aboyim keechod in Lamdi? So then it's a yibum the other way. That's what it means, Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Keechod in Lamdi. So it's a deal the other way. We have one posik, Gavit Yibud Avein, that it's not Deich Elei Shevukores. We have another posik of Aleo, the essay of Yibu is not Deich Elei Shevukores. So why does the Torah have to mention two psukim, that an essay is not Deich Elei Shevukores? So that's a gilu, only these two, but in any other place, it is Deich. It is Deich. So that's why the Gemara says, ויש לפורש דלילום כל איכה דחת קרו, הווה גם רידה מנעימה אוסם לידוחה ועל מנעמה לידוח. אבל כי דעשינו מכיתה ואים, ואין מיסס דס, and that has to do with the Gemara further. So, דלידוחה יוחסיב נעמה עליה, דלידוחה, הווה לכשנקסו מהבוים כאחל נולם בשל יתר אלו שיתר. דיס אגדאי דח לא ידוחה, so עליה לא אמרי. So why do we need another posik? We already have one posik of kibla ואים. Why do the Torah have to tell us? It's a shove of Aleo that is not deiche. So it's Shneksu Aboyim Keechot, so it's a gilu, that only in these two places it's not deiche. But in any other place, generally speaking, it is deiche. some in Malay, if we say that, now Tisha certainly disagrees with this, but if we say that Rashi agrees with the Ramban, some in Malay, we don't have to draw the conclusion that many Achrenim do draw, that according to Rashi, the Maskona of the Mori is, that an essay is generally Eleisha Shez Bekore. We don't have to say that, because we can say that all that, in other words, when the Gemara is true according to Rashi, the Ramban does not agree with Rashi in regard to the Pshat in the Gemara of El Mishudik El Mifrach. So the Ramban says El Mishudik El Mifrach means that the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Kul Ani Ad Hashem Kol Chayom Bechleid is reference to Mechamer, whereas Rashi says that the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Mishudik El Mifrach means So what does the Torah here mean to us? That if the father tells the son, Shreikli Basheli, don't listen to the father. Why? So it can be interpreted in two ways, according to him. Either that only Kibbut Aveim is not Deicha Shreikli Basheli, but any other mitzvah, a Gufa mitzvah, or the mitzvah Chiyuvi is Deicha, or we can say that the Pshat in Kul Chayom Bechvedi is Kibud Aveim is not Deicha Shechetli Basheli Eleisha Shez Bekore, and similarly any other mitzvah is not Deicha Eleisha Shez Bekore. Why did the Gemara here assume that the Pshat in the Droshe is not that Kibud Aveim and similarly any other mitzvah is not Deicha Eleisha Shez Bekore, but assume that Dafke Kibud Aveim is not Deicha, but any other mitzvah is Deicha? Because the Gemara at this stage on the Shakon Italia of the Gemara, even according to Rashi, and even at the point when the Gemara says, Elo Meshumdik Elo Mifrach, Malahanoch Shechinach Shemitzvah, so that's the Maskone of the Gemara, that Kulcha Hayom Bechleidi has reference to Shechitli Basheli, but at this point the Gemara did not as yet know Robes Maskone, Elo Gupali Zorchov. So the Gemara assumed that the Pasuk of Aleo applies not only to Tzoro, but also to Ervo, and primarily to Ervo. So at this point, we could not say that the Pshat in the Gemara Sakotsu of Kukhan Chayot Mechleidi, that if the father tells the son, Shreitli Basheli, he shouldn't listen to the father, the son shouldn't listen to the father, because Kibud Aveim is unique in not being capable of being Deicha Eleisha Bekores. But any other mitzvah is Deicha. At this point, the Gemara had to say that. Why? Because at this point, the Gemara did not as yet know of Oves Feres, Erva Gufali Torechko. So Mimele, the Gemara assumed at this point, even when the Gemara gives the Teres, or Shemikel Mifra, Malahanoch Shechinach Shemitzvah, that the Olero applies to Ervo itself, not to Torah Ervo. So then, once we assume, as long as we assume that the Olero, the Drosha of Olero, which tells us that the mitzvah of him is not Deiche, the latest of Kores of Ervo of Achetisha. So maybe it means that we have two psukim, that two essays, that two psukim that an essay is not Deiche Lishu Kores. The posik of Shamseisa Dishmeru Kul Chayom Bichvedi, and the posik of Olero. And so far, the Gemara assumes that Olero has reference not to Torah Ervo, but to Achei Tisha herself. So we have two psukim. So Mimele, the interpretation of Kukh Hayom Bichvedi, that the essay of Kibud Aveim is not Eichel Ishu Kores, and similarly, any other essay is not Eichel Ishu Kores, is negated. You can't interpret the Drosha that way. As long as we assume that the Drosha of Olero has reference to Achisisha herself. To Achisisha herself. So Mimele, we cannot interpret the Drosha. Kukh Hayom Bechleini, Kibud Aveim is not Deiche. And similarly, any other essay is not Deiche. Because if that is the Pshat, so then we have two Psukim, we have Shnei Psukim Avoy Kerot. So Mimele, the other interpretation must be adapted so far. But once Rove comes to the conclusion that Ervo Gufel is Zorichko, so then we can accept the Maskon of the Gemara, El Mishudik El Mifrach Malahanoch Shechenach Mitzvah, as Rashi explains it, that Kulcha Chayom Bechleidika Bekibud Aveim has reference to Shechetli Basheli. to Shechri Bashelim. But Oleo does not have reference to Achis Isho, it has reference to Tzoras Achis Isho. So Mimele we don't have Shtei Tzum Rabbi Kechot, we only have one Posit, Ligabi Leis Yishez Bekoret. Not two Pesukim, only one Posit, Ligabi Leis Yishez Bekoret. So since we don't have Shnei Tzuvim, but only one Posit, so then the more reasonable interpretation of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Kuchen Chayom Bechveidi is that Kibud Aveim is not Deich, and similarly, and the other Mitzvah is not Deich. So Mimele, Rashi himself could also agree with all the other Rishenim that according to Maskol of Gimoy, the Trove says that they are Bekufa Litzorecho. So Mimele, that means that the Oleo does not have reference to Elvo. It has reference to Tzorat HaChizisho. So the Gzeras HaKosuv of Tzorat HaChizisho is not Shnei Ksuvim Muskibudav, because the Torah had to mention Olel in order to advise us that he did the Tzorah Achizisho. Who is out this Gzeras HaKosuv, I would say, Tzorah Achizisho is like any other Yivomet. Right there, it's Misa of Yishesach. So in every Yivomet there is Yishesach. But that's the parasha of him. So Mimele, Rashi says here at this point, Elo Mishum Dikel Mifrach, Malano Shechein Achsham Mitzvah, Elo Yom Domali Shechit Li Bashel. So here we have Gzeras HaKosuv that the essay of Kibud Av, even though it's an imperative, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, but in view of the fact that it's not bidne, so it's not deiche. But any other mitzvah chiyuvis that is bidne is deiche. But even it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis altogether. Masha'in came a mitzvah chiyuvis that is bidne is deiche. Relationship correct. So far. But once Rabbi says there are the couple of Zorachol, so then too we adapt this territory of the Gemara that Shasi said Ishmael Kul Chayom Bechvedi has reference to Shechit Li Basheli. But then, since Olero does not have reference to Achis Isho herself, but to Tzoras Achis Isho, so we have only one posik in connection with Leishis Bekoret. There's the posik of Kibud Av. And that, so it's not Shnei Ksum Rabbein Kechot. So then, we adopt the other interpretation, the more reasonable interpretation of the Droshe. That the Torah here, it tells us, Kul Chayom Bechvedi, Kibud Avim is not Deiche Shechit Li Basheli, and similarly, and the other mitzvah is not Deiche Shechit Li Basheli, because the Nesse is not Deiche Leishis Bekoret. On the contrary, according to Maskon of Gemara, according to Rashi. So, an essay is not the Echalish of a Koran. But we have to say one thing, that Rashi agrees with what Ramban says. Now, let's see. So, Teisves is Chelik, and Rashi. Whereas, according to Rashi, so the Gemara here on Maskon says, Elo Mishum Dikelim Yifrach, Mala Hanoch Shechinach Shamit, the deposit of Kulchen Chayom Bechveidi has reference to Shechit Li Basheli, and still we cannot, even at this stage of the Gemara, where the Gemara assumes that Oleo has reference to Achis Isho, we still cannot learn out that the mitzvah of Yidden should be Deiche, the Leisus Eshiyesh Bekoret. Why? Because even we can only learn out at this point, so we can learn out that a mitzvah yuvis, a kufa mitzvah yuvis is deiche eloise shebekoret. But yivri is a kufa mitzvah, it's not a yachsha mitzvah, but it's only a kufa mitzvah yuvis because he has an alternative. What alternative? So teitzve has the number of kashi. That's the number of kashi. And Mela teitzve says, means that the Gemara is applying the posik of Ani Adishem Kol Chayom Bechveidi to Mechamer. But then the question arose, so let us deduce from this that no essay is Deichalistic, right? So the Gemara says no, only Mechamer can, or the Kibud Avim cannot be Deichal Mechamer, or any way to say, because it's not Bizne, but a mitzvah that is usually Bizne can be Deichal Elav Grey. Let's see the Roshan of the Ramban. There is a very Ramban in the Rajbo and the Ritvo. There is a very strange Roshan. Mala Hanoch Shechinach Shamit. Pir Sherashe. Ni Katiu Nite Sobi Yivu Yev Shon Shiyum. Elu Bakir Shabu. Avol Oche Ef Shalichom Tzvui Mech Velo. דו רובי דו אומר בסיר כיצד הוכה אפשר בחוויצה מכאן לעשר דו לא יפסת היא סייסי זכור שנראים לא בחוויצה בקוז זה וולד אי ראש נגמור את דף חוב דף חוב אלף זה חיוב אלאבן so mit der Reise nicht genau bin ich ja damit. Even though there is a general principle as a Michael is to say, so why shouldn't mit der Reise bin ich ja damit? So how could one Russian have it all gedeiht doch, that er im Amzere, die Ibomen ist im Amzere, let's say, so we cannot be miyaben mit der Reise, we should say, as a Michael is to say, so the world is all gedeiht doch in der Gemorre, that because of Mishlokishen Ding, of actually keinem Schnee, so by Yibben, it's always actually keinem Schnee. It's always Efshar Kaim Shnei. Why? Because it's Efshar Bechlit. So the Gemara says, Tiyuf. Why? Because Chlit Zeh Bimokim Yid Lavnit. Step to Rosh Nagmar. Oh. That's for Fale from Dalf. Balukone tiyufte limited number tiyufte of mishlokish. So we see that he b'chayov alav. So he's not supposed to be miyavna. That's in Yivomi the mamzeret. So the yovni is not supposed, but suppose he is miyavna. So he's kena. So that's a raya that there is chiyeh. Because if there is no chiyeh, so he shouldn't. So the evidence shouldn't be effective, and yivni shouldn't be effective. Tiyuf. So it's tiyufte that loshin that said that chayov alav mi the raya says she's not miyavna. Because since the raya says that in Baal Ukone, so it's a raya, that with the raya, there is it. Leimen Amet Tevet in Yufi the Rishlokish. Should we say that if Rishlokish says, we actually can't stay in, there is no tchie, and by even by Chayav Elavim, by Mamzeret, it's actually can't stay in, because it could fulfill, he has an alternative of doing chwitza rather than it. And still it says, in Baal Ukone, so isn't it a raya from this, raya, against Rishlokish, that even if it's actually can't stay in, there is still a din tchie, or no Rishlokish. כי אמינה אנו יחד עם קיים במצווה, אבל הוכה, חוץ את מוקמים הוא המצווה. זה לא שאני אומר. So the Rambam says, so what's the play pshat? חוץ את מוקמים הוא המצווה. Because, even is immoral of a mitzvah. Is immoral of a mitzvah צריך להיות. Even the Kohen Tav Shol is immoral of a mitzvah. But the Kohen Tav Shol, so unfortunately, the average Jew is not on the left. He's not in the Madrid. But even is immoral of a mitzvah צריך להיות. So that's the reason as to why it's not considered actually Kaim Shneyeh. But look what the Ramban says. The Ramban is Ma'atik on Rashi. As to why Rashi says that we could not learn how from Kibud Abay that you should be Deicha Achis Isho, even though we do learn how. According to Rashi, that, I mean at this stage in the Gemara, that the Nesai is Deicha Lishu Bekores. Why? Because it's Efshar Bechlitze. So now it's because of the Shlokish Zin. So he says, no, the Gemara says that we can deprive this Shlokish Zin. Because Kol Shein Eilu Yidin, Ein Eilu Lechlitz. But the Gemara doesn't say that Rishlokish Zin has no application because Kol Shein Eilu Yidin, Ein Eilu Lechlitz. The Gemara says something else because Chlitz and Mokim Yidin love me to you. Not that Chlitz and Mokim Yidin, not that Kol Shein Eilu Yidin, Ein Eilu Lechlitz. So why does Ramban say here, Will make the law? The Robert Domas Kitab, Hoch Hersha Bequit and Kaim Esse Veloise say, he says it, the Hoshe Nero Yidla Basquiti. That's not the reason as to why is he says it. It's he says it because Chlitz and Mokim Yidla Mitri, and the Rashbo says the same thing as Rambam. And the Ritzvo also says the same thing as Rambam. מה הלוך שכן עכשיו מצווה? ביר שרש את זהו, ודאי פעשי לי בשחיתו, תשענו עושם כי אפשר להכיר מצווה טוב ולא להכיר את השבת. אבל הוכה אוהב שדכל איף, והקטו עולה עולה מה יצטרך למצווה. ואין פירוש עם אחבר, חודד עם ראש נחשר על המסעקים ומכים, כי אין שומרו מכשר איך נפש, שוק שוק שחיתה. ואוי, דל כל חמצינו איש אוהל לכלית אלינו להגיד, ואתה, ורוב דום הרוכה בצלקי צד גבי, יסביץ את הדבי שפה שזה יאמס, הוכה אפשר בחלית ומקיים. Esser Leisa say, he says it. The whole chain ain't leave me, ain't leave me. Same thing. But that's not the reason as to why he says it. That's not the reason as to why he says it. So, the reason as to why that Russian of Rovi was he says it, is because Chlitz and Mokiyiv love me three. Then there is law also the same thing.
Because he has no alternative.
he can take off the garment, he can round out the corner, there are all kinds of ways how to avoid the bitlamit, the bitlachim. So, and still the Torah says, he doesn't have to take off the garment, he doesn't have to round out the corner. So we see that the fact that when he does put in the trailers of Christ in the baggage of Pishton, he will be the kind of mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and mitzvah kiyumis itself can be the chalitza sekrende. Masha'inke, later she has bekoret, so even at this stage in the Shakonitari, that it was assumed that an essay is deicha, any essay is deicha, later she has bekoret, that is bivne. So where's the mokeya? Kibud aveim is an imperative, he has no alternative. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis, but a mitzvah kiyumis not. That's the reason as to why Rashi here, the Rav says, that even though we have Yalfuse from Kibud aveim, that generally speaking, an essay is deicha leishe bekoret, but yim couldn't be deicha, achis isho. But at the same time, yim is deicha mamzeret. Why? Because in regard to leishe sekreide, mitzvah kiyumis is deicha. So the male true, he has the alternative of being chilei. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Omer chishma kishki amine alo hechad in kaim a mitzvah, aval och echwitze bilo kim yim lav mitzvah. True, he has an alternative. But, in the dayme, the mitzvah of chwitze to the mitzvah of yim is more min amufcher. Is a more mitzvah min amufcher than chwitze. Chwitze bilo kim yim lav mitzvah. But you say, but there is no mass, he will not be a chayte, he will not be an abaye, if he decides to be chayte, it's rather than to be yam, all right, there is no mass, true there is no mass, but he'll still be lacking this mitzvah kiyumis of him, which is more than the mitzvah chlite. That's the pshat according to Rashi. So Rashi can explain the Gemara that way, because Rashi Lishitose, he holds, that in regard to Leis is a grade, a mitzvah kiyumis, that is not a mitzvah kiyumis, can also be there. Mashayke, the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ritva, apparently, they hold that a mitzvah kiyumis is not there. Only a mitzvah kiyumis is there. And they will certainly agree with that Loshin in the Eshkel, that now, that the Chachomim will take care. The mitzvah of Trelis and the Degish of Pishton, so if a Jew will put in, Chayles Klayim in a baggage of Pishton, he'll be Chayim Malchus. They'll agree with that Losh. Because since the Chachomim were Ikea, the Chiyuv, so Klayim in Tzitzes at most, Chayles in Tzitzes at most, could constitute a Mitzvah Kiyumis. At most. Certainly not a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So Mimele, Mitzvah Kiyumis, cannot be Deich. That's the Shit of the Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva. That only mitzvah chiyuvis can be deicha leisase. So then the question arises, so the Makshin was right in his assumption that Lema Tevename Tiyuv to the Mishlokish, from that, in that vice it's implicit in Baalukone, so it's implicit in that vice that there is Tchiyam in the Raise. Why should there be Tchiyam in the Raise? But there is the, but it's Efshabichlitze. True, Yim is more of a mitzvah. Mr. Rabbon and Baba Shol say it's a sin kedemes, and Baba Shol says chwit kedemes, because we're not in the Madrege, but on an ideal level, he would also agree that it's a sin kedemes. It's a sin kedemes. So why does the Gemara say, Levin Kevin Amit Yuxer Ishwakish? The answer is, true that it's a sin kedemes. Even is more of a mitzvah than chalitze. But there is no mass, and in order to be deicha leisase, there must be mass. There must be mitzvah chiyuvis. So the Gemara says, Leime teve name tiyuv tede lishlokish, oma loch lishlokish, ki avin ano echadim kaime mitzvah, aval hoch echwitem lo kiyiv lav mitzvah. What does it mean, echwitem lo kiyiv lav mitzvah? So the pshat in the Gemara is, because here we cannot apply lishlokish as thing. Of Efshar Mikhaim Shneyem. We cannot apply the Shlokish Zin of Efshar Mikhaim Shneyem because if the Yim would not, if Yim is the Yisar of, if the Lav will not be Yitre and he will not be allowed to be Miyadim, so Mimele will not be able to be Chelet either. Why won't he be able to be Chelet? Because of the Aloche of Kol Shein Eilel Yidim and Eilel Echwite. But so we said in answering the Kashi and Rashi, the Asog and Rashi, So we said, because there's not a drasha nishmach on Yivam Achat. So that doesn't present any difficulty against the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ritva. Because the Gemara says that Chov, that Mistabre, Chalyov Elavim Tassu B'Kedushin, and Chalyov Elavim Tassu B'Kedushin. So the Rambam in the Kedushin and that Chov, so he explains the Gemara Mistabre, Chalyov Elavim Tassu B'Kedushin, Chalyov Elavim Tassu B'Kedushin. So the Pshat is as follows. Inasmuch as we have two Ksuf, we have one possibility of him reacting. Who is Shriyat? So that's called Shaynir Yidmen Lechlitz, and we have that because the Kosovo will be also even the Ashar, that is for Yuval Achaz. So the Leila is Mistaber to apply the process of called Shaynir Yidmen Lechlitz, not only to move Beres, but to every Chayovich Rises. Why? Because Chayovich Rises, Dushin is not Ezeb, and Zike is analogous to Dushin. What does Zike mean? Ramban explains it at home. What does Zike mean? Zike means a marital attachment. What does it mean? A Yivomo is cooking you. What does it mean it's cooking you? It means she's, in a marital way, she's attached already to the young. She's not married to him, but she's attached to him. In a marital way. And that's the reason as to why she's not so shook. Because she's, in a marital sense, she is attached to the young. So, now, in Chayovich Rise, there cannot be Kedushin. Not only there cannot be Kedushin. If, let's say, a woman would, for some reason, become an elder to the husband, so then the Kedushin would be part. I mean, that's Mivuyah and Rashi in the woman doesn't take. It, I mean, we can visualize such a situation, that a woman who has been married, Mivudeshes, to her husband, so out of the blue sky, she should become an elder to that. We can visualize such a situation. But suppose we could have such a situation, that a woman who for many years was not an elder to her husband, all of a sudden she became an elder. So Mimele, the Kedushin would be possible. So why? Because in the halacha of eat with a Kedushin in an elder, the halacha of eat with a Kedushin, of no with a Kedushin in an elder, is implicit that there cannot be any ishes, let's say, between a man and a chesishtei, or between a man and his mother, between a brother and a sister. There cannot be any ishes. So just as there cannot be any prostitution, there cannot be any zike, because zike by definition is a marital attachment. So Mimele, since we have two psuki, we have a posse of kol sheini meni lechlit, and we have a posse of yesh lechlit v'machat. So even though we could apply, we could say that the Kosovo of yesh lechlit v'machat, she has reference not only to Chayav Elavim, but also to Chayav Elavim and Chayav Echrites. And we still could apply the Ratzakosuf of Imuyachpe, it's called Sheinil Yidin, Eneil Echrites, we could apply it to Muberet. But it's Mistaber to apply the Ratzakosuf of Imuyachpe, not only to Muberet, but all Chayav Echrites. Why? Because there is a Svore in saying that Eneil Echrites. Because if chlitza is required, it means there is a marital attachment. And if it's chlitza, so there is no transition, so it's mistaber to assume that there is no marital attachment. Masha'inke chayov elav, so there is no svore to say that the kosuf of kosin yidmeni lechlitza applies to chayov elav. Why? After all, kedushin is tefes, why should it think as chlitza be tefes? But it's unreasonable to assume that think as chlitza is tefes in Chayovich Rises, Kedushin is not Eifes. Why should Tikas Chlitza be Eifes? This is how we explain that. So the Meile, the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritro, they all explain this Gemara. Omar Chulish Lokish, Ki Amina Ano Eichad in Kaim and Mitzvah, Havel Hoche Chlitza Mok in Yivu Lav Mitzvah. So Rashi explains it. And there's a plain pshat in the Gemara. Because it's not actually Kaim Shneyer. It's not actually Kaim Shneyer. Because Yivu is more of a Mitzvah. So Rashi can explain it that way, even though there is no mass, so it's still not Esher Kaim Shneyem, because the Mitzvah Kiyumis can also be Deichet. But if in on the level of Mitzvah Kiyumis, so Yibn Shchwitze would have the same superiority, Mitzvah superiority, as Yibn. So then Yibn on the level of Mitzvah Kiyumis, it would be Esher Kaim Shneyem. So the Gemara says, no, Avol Hoche Chwitze Mokim Yibn Av Mitzvah, that on the level of Mitzvah Kiyumi, so it's the Esher Kaim Shneyer. True, he'll not be an Avarian if he decides to be Chelik. He will not be a Chetek. He could be a Yisrael kosher, even if he's not a Yam Yisraeli. But he'll lack the mitzvah, the unit of him, which on a mitzvah, the unit level, it is superior to the mitzvah, the unit of Chlitze. Mitzvah even Kodeme. So maybe it's here, so I can't say it. But the Rambam and the Rashbo cannot explain it that way, cannot explain the Gemara that way, because they hold that the mitzvah, the unit, cannot be there. Only a mitzvah, Chiyuvis can be deiche. So how can you want to say, I will hoche chlitze mo kivim ma mitzi? Because there is superiority in the mitzvah kiyumis of him vis-a-vis chlitze. But the mitzvah kiyumis is not deiche altogether. So the answer is, so the Rambam was forced to explain to Gemore, I will hoche chlitze mo kivim ma mitzi, because there is a gzeres hakotsu of kol shei neile liyidim, a neile lechlitze. And the neile, if you are going to say that there is no yid, there is no yid, because it's Efsha Bechlitze, so then there couldn't be Chlitze either. And if there is no, so maybe it's Efsha Lekayim Shneyem. Because it could be Efsha Lekayim Shneyem if one of the two could be done. But here, if him cannot be done, so Chlitze cannot be done. So maybe, so neither him will be done, no Chlitze will be done. So maybe it's Efsha Lekayim Shneyem. So maybe there is Chie. So maybe there is Chie on a Mitzvah Yumi's level. Because to say, let there be chlitze, not yidden. So the mele yidden couldn't be done either. Yidden would be ele either. You see? I mean, so chlitze couldn't be, let there be chlitze, not yidden. So mele chlitze couldn't be fulfilled either, because kol shein ele yidden, mele ele chlitze. This is how the Ramban and the Rashbo explain it anymore. All right, now, in 2 minutes, I want to start Shir Nicholas. We have to the Gemore, in other words, the Gemara is discussing this question. Why does the Torah have to mention special to the Kosovo of Alel that one cannot be the Yabim and Achishisho even without the special to the Kosovo? Why should we say that the Esther of Yidin should be Deiche a Leitzes as she has become? Why should we say that the Esther of Yidin should be Deiche a Leitzes as she has become? All right. Now, the case is Yochel Yisrael Yodom B'Samigdosh, so we already discussed when we were learning the Gemara. Now, so the case means Yochel Yisrael B'Samigdosh, the case was bothered by the question, how is it that Gemara says Yochel Yisrael Yodom B'Samigdosh in connection of Meir B'Samigdosh, and the Gemara doesn't raise that question in connection with Meir B'Samigdosh? So the case says, Gav Yodom Ruz Achol Makin, the Kiddush L'Mishtach L'Mishim Elohim. Now, so the case is mean that because Midos and Dovash Medusha is a Chasashon, one could answer the answer that he should be Mishtach Mishim Elohim. So then he makes the Mishtach Mishim in Amin Zohar. So it's a Chayiv Mishtach. It doesn't make any difference who the Amin Zohar is. But the case means there is a special Heker. There is a special Heker to be Mishtach Mishim Elohim. And there's a special Drosha. There's a Mishtach Mishim Elohim is all day. Avala, Mishtach Mishim Elohim to commit. It's special Drosha. I mean, that's the heter for Esther to kneel before Hashiresh, or I mean, what heter does anyone have to kneel before a king? So because there is a special heter, as long as the person, the human being, to whom one is Mishtach V'Derach Kovet, is not never, but once the human being to is never, obviously, is considered not a mizore, a deity by certain people, like Homos, so then you're not allowed to bring Mishtachlet to him in the Komet. You see, now Homos didn't care whether Mordechai would be Mishtachlet to him, Mishim Elohus, or the Komet Baume. He wouldn't have minded, what difference did it make to him? But Mordechai was making Edish himself, because Homon was an Avodah Zarah. Once one becomes an Avodah Zarah, there is no heter Avolat Mishtach L'Odom Shekeles. Yochei Lafu never to Homon, Tomer Leima. So, but as long as a human being is not treated as an Avodah Zarah by certain people, so then you are allowed to be Mishtach with your name, Derech Kovet. So Menele, so that's only in regard to a human being. Mashiach came to a behemoth, or to a tree, or let's say to a star. Let's say even the comet will involve the Israel Avodah. Somebody will be mishtachve to the sun, to the moon, to the stars. There are comet. He'll be even Israel Avodah. He will not be chayav mitzvah. So Gabi Ovi Govi will be mishtachve because so far as he stuck voyage to an app, to his father, to his mother, to the college. So of course it's mutter, it's in the mitzvah. If it's a derech of people to be mishtachve to a noble person, so then it comes within the mitzvah of Meiru Avei, to be mishtachve to all the women. Let's say, if people are accustomed to be mishtachve to a noble man, so the melee, then it comes within the mitzvah of Meiru Avei to be mishtachve to a father and mother too. Today it's not a practice to be mishtachve to any person. So the male one is not mechuyev to be mishtachve derech kovet, to be mishtachve derech kovet to his father or the mother. On the contrary, it might even be a bizoyen because no one does it. But where it is customary to be mishtachve derech kovet, to his sar, to his melech, so then it comes within the mitzvah to be mishtachve to his father or the mother derech kovet. So the male we couldn't say, yochel nisyore yodom yore vimei, that he should be mishtachve derech kovet lo vimei tamud leima, no. Why no? Yes. So, and b'shem el rus, there couldn't be such a talmud either, that would be a mizore mamesh. Masheinti regarding midosh. So we don't have the heter of being mishtachve to the midosh. So if somebody will be mishtachve, let's say, to a beautiful building, derech kovet, derech chave, he'll be even a mizore mamesh. Yisam mishtachve. So one could say, but to be mishtachve, that one is allowed to be mishtachve to the midosh derech kovet. So talmud leima no. That there is no heter to be mishtachve to this amine zarcha. Yes.
There's a limit to walk away from the room of the mace to the backwards to the
coat. It's not mishtachvoy. It's not mishtachvoy. It's not mishtachvoy.
Mishtachvoy and not... What then would be the mace?
No.
The mace is there.
There is no mace. I mean, that's a mimic of kovet. So, I mean backwards. But that's not mishtachvoy.
What's the bow?
Or the bow to mace is also. That Kibisha Ram Sarebra said. That to bow to a mess, even to a tzaddik, so it involves a nisar of avarizor. It's a nisar of avarizor, mami. To bow to an angel, to a malach, malach mechoel, gabriel. If one will bow to a malach, there are covered to behavior and nisar of avarizor. And if somebody will bow, I don't think that there is any such stupid person who will do it, but if somebody will bow, there are covered to the Baal Shem Tov, he'll behavior and nisar of avarizor.
Because there's a situation where
that's
the person
who's present.
What?
Not even who's present.
It's not.
No, it doesn't matter. The Chidush Aram says. All right. Anyway, that's a chapter. Now, the
Gemara.
Yes?
All
right. So then they came to him. So the same heter, you see. The same heter that applies to a human being applies to a malach if the malach comes to you. So it's regular to a human being. But if he doesn't come to you, so it's just like bowing to a nifter, you see. So melee it involves the nisah. Alright. So the zero mere midosh, when you call it on the rabbi, the makri malach could not say, but avak shok abrago, we are sending a pandre, or looking at a lachim, a very yellow. Now, so the Russian is when you call it on the rabbi. So that means that there is a chiyuv of Meir Mikdosh even in connection with Arabais, not only in connection with Azor. Now the Rambam, Shita is, that it's with Raisi. The Meiri here on Yevomes, he says that the mitzvah the Raisi of Meir Mikdosh, applies only to the Azor. That's called Mikdosh. The Arabais is not called Mikdashtav. Certain places, so the Arabais is also designated by the term Mikdosh. But usually, in Astant, Mikdosh does not have reference to Arabais, only to Azor. But here, the Gemara says, we call it Solomon Arabais, Machlumah, so he says, that's all the Midrash says. But the Rambam Shiti says it's Midrash. In other words, there is a machlech between the Rambam and the Midrash, whether the Chiyuv of Meire for the Arabais is a Chiyuv of Meire Midrash, or only the Rabbanon. According to Meire, it's only the Rabbanon. According to the Rambam, it's Midrash. Now, the Shita of the Yireim is, and some say that the Rambam Shita is also like that. But the Yireim says it in so many words, that the mitzvah of Midosh Haytiro applies to what it can see as what the Midrash is Midrash. Because of Rabbi Yitzchok's Aloche, Vo'enu lahem l'midosh liat, enu what it can see as what the Midrash is in Israel. So in other words, it is a Knesset and it is a Medrash. Hey, a Chalish Shem, midosh liat, so the name of the Yireim says, that there is a mitzvah of Meir Midrash. Now some say that the Rambam Shita is also like that. That there is a mitzvah Mitzvah of Meir Midrashim regard in connection with the Bita Knesset and Bita Midrash. And why? Because the Rambam says in connection with the love of Ritas and Kila Rishem of Kichem, so that's the love, that implies, that love implies, and Misha, to make it in heaven from the Bita Midrash, the Rambam is different Mitzvah says that it applies even to Bita Knesset and Bita Midrash. There's a Mitzvah right away from Mount. That love is why Elisha to be made it in heaven from the Bita Midosh, the Rambam is Sifra Mitzvah says that it applies even to Bita Knesset and Bita Midosh. There is an Israel Reise where there is no mountain, but there is an Israel Reise where if somebody will be made it in heaven of a shul or of a yeshiva, so he'll be, according to the Rambam, he'll be, besides the Israel Mazik, I mean Mazik applies to everything, so he'll be either an Israel of Misash and Kila Rishon Rechichem. So the main there are many who say, So we see that the Rambam Shita is that Mikra Shliat is a Chalei Shem Midrash, not the Rambam. It manifests itself in connection with the Rambam Sakhidu Lashem Adichan, so why shouldn't it manifest itself in connection with the Mitzvah of Midrash at all? So many say that the Rambam also agrees with the Array. And it comes to it, the Rambam even goes further than the Array. The Array only applies the concept of Mikra Shliat regarding the Mitzvah of Midrash at all. But he doesn't apply it regarding the race itself, Ritas and Kila Shem Adichan, and the Rambam applies it even in regard to Ritas and Kila Shem Adichan. So one thing is clear, in view of the fact that the real Shita is that Leiro HaRabayis is only the Rabbanon. So his Shita certainly is that the Mitzvah of Midrash HaDoro does not apply in the race to be successful in the Samedrash, because in the Reim and Hell, he had agreed with the Shita of the Reim that it applies in the race to be successful in the Samedrash. So a rabbi shouldn't be Gorat and be successful in the Midrash. It's much more than a Midrash Miat. So apparently the Shita of the Miri is that the Midrash, the Raiz of the Shita Rohu applies only to Midrash Mamesh. So he says, Midrash Mamesh are not only be successful in the Midrash, it's not Midrash Mamesh. Even Harabai is not Midrash Mamesh. What is Midrash Mamesh? Midrash Mamesh, that's only Yadon. That's only Yadon. Alright, now, the Gemara here says, Gemara here says, Ve'ilu yelo bizman she'bisham yishkayim, bizman she'bisham yishkayim, minayim, Talmud leim ha'resh ha'tseis ha'tishmeh. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raide, in Beis HaPrio. The Rambam says that even the Mandomar in Gemara, who says that Kidusha Shmiro is Kidusha Mishaito, and Loi Kidusha Rosh Lovei, that's only the Kidusha Seher Tishkoyer, which manifests itself with the Kidusha Shema Yisrael, with the Kidusha Shema Yisrael, and so on. So there is one Mandomar who says, that even Kisha Shlio is Loi Kitcho Lozimov. The Rambam passes that Kisha Shlio is in regard to Arthur Shlio is Kitcho Lozimov. However, in regard to Kisha Shlio and Yerushalayim, so everybody agrees that even Kisha Rishayno is Kitcho Rishayt of Kitcho Lozimov. Even the Mandoma who says that even Kisha Shlio is Loi Kitcho Lozimov, but in regard, in connection with Arthur Shlio, but to be made that in regard to Yerushalayim, so even Kedusha Rishayno is Kitcho Rishayto Ulosibon. Even Kedusha Rishayno is Kitcho Rishayto Ulosibon. The Raive is Chayv, and the Raive says, at the contrary, that even though we pass that Kedusha Shlio in regard to Arthur Shlio is Kitcho Rishayto Kitcho Ulosibon, that's only in regard to Arthur Shlio, but in regard to Yerushalayim, in regard to Mitzvah Shem Yerushalayim, so there, even Kedusha Shlio is going to show the Rambam, not only Kedusha Rishayno is going to show the Rambam, just the opposite pole of the Rambam. Just the Rambam says that even Kedusha Rishayno is going to show the Rambam. He says, מכיחוף מקריבים כוח, כבר נסכור עליו אותי שימשום בייס בונו, ואיכלים קודשי קודשי בכל העזור אף אותי שחבר איבו, ואני מקדש נבחיצה, ואיכלים קודשי קלם, מייס השני בכל ירושלים, אף על פי שימשום חיימס, שהקדוש הראשי נוקש לא שייבו לי בבוני. ולומר אני אימי, במקדש בירושלים, קדוש הראשי נוקש לא סבבי, ובקדוש השורי על תסרויל, וישבי יישום מייסחי וחיי צבן, לא יקדש לא סבבי, וכי שקדוש את המקדוש בירושלים, מפני השכינה, ושכינו אין נפתק. והרי הוא איבר והשמי שיש מתושכם ואומרו חכומים אף על פי ששמומים בקדושו סומנים אבל חיו באורד בשביס ובמייסטרים אלה אלו מפני כיבוש רבי, וכיבי שניו כחורץ מידיהם, פוטר הכיבוש, ונתרום נעתירו במעשפי של משמי, שערינו מארץ ישראל, וכיבי שאולו עזרה וקיצ'ו וקיצ'ו בכיבוש, אלו בחזוקה שהרזיק בו, ומפיחו כמוקים שהרזיק בו אלו בובר, ונשקדש ותשס עזרה השניו ומקודש היי, ואף על פי שניו כחורץ ממנו, וחיו בשביס ומייסת על הדרך שבארנו בלחסון. תדע רמש, עומר אברום, ספור הצעת מייזה, ולא ידעתי מה אין רק. סודה ניסד, ובכמה מכם את מבישנים עם שומעים לו שיר כאן, ובגמור לא אמרו את מפון מחיצס, אהו מנדום הכי שרשינו לקיצור את הגלובי, לא החילו את מבית בשביל ושומעים משוער את ישראל. ולא יאי, אלא שאני אימר, שאפילו לרבי יסי, יאום הקדיש או שיר, קיצ'ו לסגלובי, לא יאום הרל משוער את ישראל, אבל ירושלים ולמיתו שלו יאומה. לפי שאולי שהמיתו של ירושלים עשיתם להשתנס ולסקדש קידוש אחר אלומי בכביד אבי שם לילום כך ניגלו לי מסייל אבי שם לראו לפי כוח הנכנס עתו שום אין ביקורס So he says, this is what he says in love So if somebody enters and became a midos and became a zon So he's not chayet korets because it's what he says in love Now the lotion of the ram of the raiven The lotion of the raiven is לפי כוח הנכנס עתו שום אין ביקורס. Why does he say לפי כוח הנכנס עתו שום אין ביקורס? We should tell us a big חידש. לפי כוח מותר להיכנס אך סוף שום. מותר להיכנס אך סוף שום. Why אין ביקורס? Why אין ביקורס? So it's משמע that it's only a tour of course. But also it is. Now why should it be also? Why should it be also? Why should it be also? Now, so, I heard from, not on this I didn't hear from my father, but I heard from my father about something else. The Rambam says, Urbamen iskacho, biktusho rishaino shekicho shleimi, shohu kidesho azoro v'Yerushalayim, lishaiton, v'kicho mosidlom. So who was Mikadish, biktusho Yerushalayim and Mikdash, biktusho rishaino of Yerushalayim and Mikdash? Who? Shleimi. Shleimi. V'gimore in Zvochi, da Chodale, I think, says, V'gimore raises a question there in connection with the Abele. Suppose it's in Ekar, even the Ritzpo. Suppose one of the stones in the Ritzpo of the Azoro was removed, and the Kayan was doing the Abele, he was standing, you know, in the groove, whether it's all right or not. So the Gemara has an Abaye. Ki Kodesh David, Atim Are Kodesh, Oiloi. Otherwise, after all, he was not standing on the Ritzma Dazor. The Ritzma Dazor was removed. So is the Abedah alright? Because we can say that when David was Mikadish, the Mikdosh, he was Mikadish not only the Ritzma. He was Mikadish, the Mikdosh, he became a Mikdosh, Atim Are. All the depths of the Mikdosh. So when he stands on the karka beneath the Ritzvah, because the Ritzvah was removed, he still stands on the Mikdosh. It's also Kodesh, or not. So the Roshna Gemara is, Ki Kodesh David Atim Are Kodesh. So we see that who was Mikadesh? Yerushalayim and Mikdosh? Not Shleimi. David was Mikadesh. And the Rambam says, that Shleimi was Mikadesh, Uvamen Iskacha B'Kidush Rishimu Shikicha Shleimu, Shukidish Azor of Yerushalayim Vishayta B'Kidush Rishimu. So the Gemore, so I heard from my father, now there is a Gemore in Megillah. The Rabbi Yitzchok said, Shomati Shematrivin Bishonio. Matrivin Bishonio. Bishonio, he was his son, Chonio was his son of Shimla Tzadik. And he escaped to Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim, and there he built a beautiful edifice. And there were the makriv kobones, kobones for the Rebbeinu Shalom. So now there is a nisa to be makriv kochim b'chut. Now, so anyone who was makriv kobones in the edifice, in Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim, so he was even a nisa kores of makriv kochim b'chut. So Rabbi Yitzchok said, Shomati shemakrivim b'beischem. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not, you're not allowed. But why did Rabbi Yitzchok have his alkenaitoch that we can be makriv b'beischonio? Because Kosova kicho lishaito veloi kicho lishaito. So mainly with the chub, so the kedusha was bottled. So mainly since the kedusha is bottled, so there is no Moki Magnidosh, that is Kodesh, so Bomis is Mutter. So Bomis is Mutter. But then, what the Gemara says, that it's not like Rav Yitzchok, because even if we say that Loikish Osid Lovei, so he cannot be Makrif Kobones in the Haram Rio, he cannot be Makrif. I mean, Moki Magnidosh, he cannot be Makrif. But in any other place, it's also Osid Lovei. Bomis are still Osid. So we see that even if we say that Tushok, Rishenu and Tushashio, is Kitchel Shaito and Kitchel Zimbabwe, so that means that the Haram Rio does not have any Tushet. But you cannot be Makri Bomis. Why can't you be Makri Bomis? In other words, if there is no Tushet in the Haram Rio, if it's bottled, so we should be allowed to be Makri Bomis. So I heard from my father that actually there are two Tushets. Now, there is a Tushet Bisamigdosh. Now, the Tushet Bisamigdosh, so Shleime built the Bisamigdosh and the Haram Rio, Yerushalayim. But before Shleime, before David, the Mishkan was the Mikdosh. The Mishkan had three Machnes, Machne Yisrael, had Machne Revi'e, Machne Shchine. Machne Shchine is the counterpart of the Azore. Machne Revi'e is the counterpart of the Harabais. Machne Yisrael is the counterpart of Yerushalayim. And then in Gilgal, so we had the Mikdosh, so we had the three Machnes. And then we had in Shilei, so Shilei also, we are Makri Kobones, and we ate Kochim Kalim and Maisa Sheini. So Shilei had the Tushas Yerushalayim and Tushas Amigdosh. And then we had Nei Givin. So Mishkan and Gilgal and Shilei and Nei Givin also had the Tushas Amigdosh and Tushas Yerushalayim. But until the Beis HaBchiro, they are not called Beis HaBchiro, because only the Beis HaBchiro, the Hamario in Yerushalayim, were chosen. So in other words, but the other Mikdoshes, Mishkin, Gilgal, Shilei, Nei, Gimei, had the Kedushas HaMikdosh, it did not have a Chalei Shem Beis HaBchiro. Beis HaBchiro means Poyei Shevki Rishio. As the name Beis HaBchiro implies, in other words, it was chosen, it cannot be any other place. So in other words, so there are two Kedushas. There are two Kedushas. There is a Kedushas Beis HaBchiro, and there is a Kedushas, and there is a Kedushas HaMikdosh. There is a Kedushas Beis HaBchiro, and there is a Kedushas HaMikdosh. So, Kedushas Beis HaBchiro means that Yerushalayim was chosen as the place, and no other place. The place, Leilu Moed, Atzim Kladiris, Haram Rio was chosen as the place, and no other place. That's Kedushas Beis HaBchiro. And then there is a Kedushas HaMikdosh of Yerushalayim. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim manifests itself in being allowed to eat Kochim Kalim and Maisa Sheini. The Kedusha of the Mikdosh of the Azore manifests itself in being able to be Makrif Kobones, and so on and so forth. Kedusha of Harabais manifests itself in many halachot. So those, the dinim of Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdosh apply to Mishkan too. So you had Machne Yisrael, which was like Yerushalayim, Machne Levi, which was like Harabais, Machne Shchine, and it applied to Shilei, to Nei, to Gilei. Masha'in came Kedushas Beis HaBchiro, Poyeshev Kirisio, that applies only to Yerushalayim and Haram Rio. It did not apply to any other Mikdoshes that we had. So in Meile, there are two separate Kedushas. There is one Kedusha of Kedushas HaMikdosh Yerushalayim. Who was Mikdash? When the Rambam says Shleimi was Mikdash, the Rambam has reference to Kedushas Mikdosh Yerushalayim, that Shleimi was Mikdash. How could David be Mikdash? I mean, Shleimi was the one who built the Beis HaMikdosh. Not David, but when Gemara says Ki Kodesh David Ateim Harekidesh, that is reference to Kedushas Beis HaBchiro, because it's mentioned in Shmuel that David was dedicated to Yerushalayim. He purchased this for Arena Ayubusi and so on. So that is also Kedusha. It wasn't just a purchase that he made. He was Mikadesh Yerushalayim. That it should become affected with the Kedusha of Beis HaBchiro. That is the only place that can be used for Yerushalayim and the Mikdosh. So in the Mele, there is no stira. Kedushas Beis HaBchiro was affected by David. Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdosh, which was possessed by Mishkan and Shilei and even Givin, that was Niskadesh by Shleim. So in the Mele, when the Ravid says, so the reason, the Yitzchok, Havamina was that if we say that Kedusha Rishenu and Kedusha Shniyo is Kitchel Shaitam, Kitchel Shosid Lorei, so then the whole Kedusha of Yerushalayim is Kitchel Shaitam. not only the Gdushas HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, but even Gdushas HaSapchio. So in Meile, if there is no Gdushas HaSapchio, so it's Mutar to be Makrib B'Bomeis. It's Mutar to be Makrib B'Bomeis, if there is no Gdushas HaSapchio. But the Baskon of Gemara is no. That it's not like Rabbi Yitzchok. In other words, that even if we are to assume that Gdushas HaSapchio and Gdushas HaSapchio and Gdushas HaSapchio and Gdushas HaSapchio and Gdushas HaSapchio, so the Gdushas Yerushalayim HaMikdash is Poka, but Gdushas HaSapchio remains. Dusha disapriro remains. Now, since Dusha disapriro remains, so Memele, it's also to the Makhir Bomeis. Because the Yerushalayim and the Hara Mario are still affected to the Dusha of Poyeshim Tirithio. So Memele, that excludes Hakrove in any other place. But, in view of the fact that it's like it's also Lomei, if we say it's Lomei, so even on that place you cannot be in Kaddish, right now. So we have to be Mikadish et anew, and we have to bestow the Kedusha of the Midrash in Yerushalayim, if we say it's going to Kitzos Yerushalayim. But Beis HaPriyo it is, that is certainly Kitzos Yerushalayim from Kitzos Yerushalayim. So that is the reason why the Rebbe says, L'Ficho HaNichna Shom Ato, even though we are old Tmei and Meitzim, and when Tom and Es enter the Azore is Chayiv Kores, HaNichna Shom Ato in the Chayiv Kores. Kores there is, because Kores, the Chayiv Kores, is for a Tomei to enter the Mokim HaMikdosh that is affected in Kedushas HaMikdosh. And since, according to the Rebbe, so the Kedushas HaMikdosh in Yerushalayim is Potu, so the Meila there is no Chiyuv Kores. But, Osar it is, why should it be Osar? Now, here the Gemara says, Eilu Yelo Bizman Shem Yis HaMikdosh Kayem. Bizman Shem Yis HaMikdosh Kayem Inayim. Talmud Leima Aresh Apsis Et Ishmeru, Umikdosh Et Erohu. Ma Shmiru Amur Abi Shabbos Leilom, Av Meila Amur Abi Mikdosh Leilom. So, Bishleimela, now, I mentioned that the Rebbe Shittai is that even Mikdash Miat. So, the mitzvah of Mikdash Etero applies even to Mikdash Miat. So, Memele, we can understand very well why the Gemara says, Bizman Shein Bisha Mikdash Kayem, so there is also a mitzvah there. Because even if we say that Dushek Shnio is Loikicho, the Dushek Shnio is Loikicho Zilove, and Dushek Shnio is Loikicho Zilove, according to Raivet, but it's like go out to the Mikdash Miat. I mean, a regular shul, an ordinary shul, there is a mitzvah of Mikdash Edero. Alachas kamo lechamo kalachim ha-bem neshach ha-lachim 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 So Inochanam as far as the law of Obli, Tamus Machmir is concerned, that the Tomer is not allowed to enter the Bisamidosh. So it seems according to the Raiden, it's like Shoshim Obli, it's not Bisamidosh. But, Mitzad Yese, of Mitzad Yese, so the Tomer is not allowed to enter the Azor. Mitzad Yese, of Mitzad Yese, a Tomer is not allowed to enter the Azor. So, and since Pishat Bisakrio is enough, in regard to the essay of Midosh HaToro, so in Mele it is osir, even according to the Raive, it is osir to enter the Mekim HaMikdash, because we are old men, so in Mele it is osir to enter the Mekim HaMikdash, and not only is it osir to enter the Mokim HaZore, even according to the Raive, even the Harabais, not the Mokim HaZore, but so in Tomemes is not osir to enter. Is not also to enter the Arabites, chutz from Kim Azore, but a tumah sheyitz in gufei, let's say parkeri or izar, izove, nido, so he saw some of the raise to enter the Arabites. So even according to the raise, a parkeri or izar, izove, or nido will not be allowed to enter the Arabites even now, bismaze, because tusha disap, it is affected with tusha disap. All right, we'll leave it here. So tomorrow it'll be over.
Tomorrow. I was outside coming. In other words, back to the same kasha. The original kasha of the Gemara. Why do we need the pasuk? Why does the Torah have to mention his special Zeratakos? Ixeras Shove of Vileo? That the essay of Yivim is not the Yeche. The lazy suggests the chorus. Even without the special Zilta Kosuf, I would know that the essay of Yivim could not be Deiche, the lazy self chorus of Achizik. So the Gemara tried to say that if without Olel, I would say that the essay of Yivim should be Deiche, because I would learn how to come to Adav, and the Gemara refuted that, so then the Gemara tried to say that without Olel, I could say that the essay of Yivim should be Deiche, Israel Achizisho, because of Yalkuse. From Midosh, being with Amidosh, and Gemara refuted that too. So now the Gemara is saying something else. I would talk like the Hamine, if the Torah hadn't mentioned Olel, I would say that the essay of Yivim should be Deiche, the Yisra of Achizisho, the Yalfuse from Avot. Teise Mavot. The Torah is where the Shmuel, the Sibari, the Chomish, we say, Chemata, Amod, Ima. Why does the Torah have to say? We say, Vavu, you can't say, Chemata, Amod, Ima. No, the Lisibaru is not. So the Gemara thought that the Gemara was saying that the whole posik of Lisibaru is superfluous. Because there is the Meloch, there is the Lav Lisase. Kol Meloch. Naseret HaDibres. So all the Melochets are included in it. Why does the Torah have to say Lisibaru age? Matam Lema? Ilegab Yehisi Lilav, Ilegab Nosan Lechale? No, Lisibaru is not superfluous. Because according to Rabbi Yitzi, so Avore Lelaviot. So in other words, Avore does not come within the category of Lamedes Melochi, of Lisasikon Melochi. But, so it's a special Azore. So if the Torah hadn't mentioned Lisivaru, then Avore wouldn't even be Ose. And according to Rabbi Nosson, that Lisivaru, that Avore comes within Lamedes Melochi, it's still necessary for the Torah to mention Lisivaru, to point out a certain Aloche, Lechalit. In other words, that if someone will do many melochets, behelim achad and behelim melochets, not behelim shabbos, so b'chayu v'chatos for each melochet, that's the aloch. In other words, if somebody, let's say, writes and carries on Shabbos, and plants on Shabbos, and builds on Shabbos, because he labors under the mistaken notion that it's Sunday, it's Friday, so then he's chayu one chatos for all the melochets, for building and writing and carrying and sowing and planting and so on. But if, let's say, he knows that it's Shabbos, but he's mistaken, he thinks that it's muta to write. He's mistaken, he thinks it's muta to carry the Rishas Rabbi. He's mistaken, he thinks it's muta to sow. And he thinks it's muta to carry. So then, he's chayev, he's separate chatos for each meloch. That's the reason why the Torah had to spell out Habore, even though Habore is included in the general law of the Sasikon Melocho, to spell out, to advise us that Lichalim, that if he does many Melochis, Be'alim Melochis,
Yitzchak is chayv chatos for each and every melacha. So the Lishavahu is not superfluous. So why do you say matam leima? Matam leima is Rabbi Yitzchak lelav and Rabbi Yitzchak lechalim. Itani yavir lelav yotzes in Rabbi Yitzchak nosim lechalim. Yom Arov tamim mishoves kakash. Not that this is the whole posik of Lishavahu Yitzchak Yosechem is superfluous. No, it's not superfluous. But the expression Lishavahu is superfluous. Why do the Torah have to say Lishavahu Yitzchak Yosechem? The Torah could have said Lishavahu Yitzchak. So I would know. Why do they have to say the Chomish Yisechet? In all your establishments? So, Mishov is Matam Olema, Mer de Shabbos, Chivis Agufi, the Chivis Agufi Neheges Bim Be'eretz Bim Echut Vore. We couldn't say the reason is why the Torah says the Chomish Yisechet to advise us that Shabbos is Neik, not only in Eretz Yisrael, Echut Vore. I mean, how could it be something like that? The Shabbos should not be Neik, Echut Vore. There is a cloud that misses that Louis Boret, something that relates to the karki, are only made to the Boret, not the Chuzwaret. But Shabbos is a Chilis Aguf, it's not a Chilis Kar. Mishom is because we're Achmona B'Shabbos Lomoli, so this is the parent of the Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel, Oma Talmud Echad, Rifi Shaleema, Chiyya B'Ish, Chit Mishkat Mores, Virumos. Shemei Ani, so in other words, he has to be executed. Shemei Anu, Ben B'Chil, Ben B'Shabbos, that the execution can take place on Shabbos too. Even though there is a Nisa Meloche and every execution involves a Meloche, another Meloche. So I could say that the mitzvah of carrying out the Din Bezdin, the Inish Bezdin, is Deiche, the Nisa Meloche. So Umani Mikayim Shemei Ani Bein Bechil Bein B'Shabbos Umani Mikayim Mechalel Meishim Ad Bishom Meloche Chutz Gizu Bezdin Oyeina Afilu Mizet Bein Umani Mikayim Umas Bechil Veloi B'Shabbos Oyeina Afilu B'Shabbos. In other words, there is an argument point count. You could argue that the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezdin, of Inish Bezdin, is Deiche Shabbos, and you could argue it's not Deiche. Talmud Leima Alis Evala Eish Bechol Meshesech. In other words, it's not Deiche. How Leimea והוא יועיל ללוחם מחוקס מישהו את הרסיכם כל מסיכם מה משוב יש האמור את להלום בבז so משוב יש means even in the best so Shabbos has to be observed. In other words, that if someone is chayv mise the execution cannot be carried out on Shabbos. מה משוב יש האמור ללוחם בבז אך משוב יש האמור לקם בבז ואומר רחמון אלו סיבה מה אלו אברם נוס יאמר לחליגיון. So in other words, so Abore is one of the Abtes Loche, so it's a Lav Shein Bekoret. And still, the Torah says that the Misas Bezdin is not Deiche, the Isa Kores of Abore. All Abore Doche is only here, it's not Deiche. But the Alme, it is Deiche. So that is the general Moke. That is the Moke of the general principle, that an essay is Deiche, Lav Shein Bekoret, except that Misas Bezdin not. So Mimele, the Torah had to mention the Exeris HaKosim of Valeo, that advises that even though generally, so an essay is Dechelish in the Kores, but even is not it. Lord of Yates, how do you know that this advising that says that the Mishisechem tells us that Mrs. Bezdin is not Eich, but in any other place, an essay is Dechel. That goes, that does not accord with Rabbi Yossi, it accords with Rabbi Yates. So according to Rabbi Yates, there is no Kores, it's only a love, like Tchumi. Read it down. So it's only a love. So that's why the Torah tells us that Mrs. Bezdin is not Deiche, even the love of Avor. That there's no Kores. But generally, a love is Deiche by an essay. Mashein ki, Elisha the Kores, so generally not Deiche. We are Yisi. So the Gemara says, no. We tell an Amir of Yisi. Eim Adom Arab Yisi. Havor el Lav Yotis. Havor el Greidete. Havor el Bezdin. Bishop Silo, the Yom Rav Sheishes, Mali Bishop Silo, Mali Bishop Samoni. So even if you say that this Baisek accords with Rav Yitzchak, and according to Rav Yitzchak, Avore does not involve the Nisa Kores, it's not one of them, it's a special art, like Tchum. So it's a special art, it's a lab grade. But here the Torah tells us that you cannot meet out the image of Sreide and Shabbos. So the Mashma, because of a special Avore, but otherwise, it should be Deiche. Anything, any other mitzvah would be Deiche, a similar law, a similar Isa. Now, and even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, but
the carrying out of the inish of Sreife involves not only the Melocha of Avore, the Melocha of Bishl as well. So because the one who is high of Sreife had to swallow that molten lead. So the Mele, and preparing the lead, so that involved a Melocha of Bishl. And that's Islamitas Melocha. And still the Torah says that the Inish Benzin is not Deiche, but any other mitzvah is Deiche, a similar Issa of Lamites Loches, like Bishop. So it's a Raya, so here in we have a Mokia for the general principle that the Messiah Deiche Leisha becomes. Alright, this is what the Gemara is. Now let's see the Rashi. Matalmud Leima, Malikonema Lissasa Komolo. We love you, it's Lima Shechayov Mora Koros, it's still love you. We call it Sholtim and Chayim Skila Shechal Shabbos, we call Melochim. וכך יוצא סעבורי מן הכלל לחלק מה עבר מיוחדש שיהיה אב מלוכה וחיים בקורא של סלוט מעצמו אף כל שהוא אב מלוך אז הוא בראש נראה שהיא סטרנג לחלק so what's the פשט לחלק? The פשט לחלק is that if someone commit does many מלוכס בהלם מלוכס so the הלוכה is that he is hired for each מלוך separate. If it's Melim Shabbos, he's chayev Zdei Melochas, but Helim Shabbos, he doesn't know his Shabbos, he's chayev only one chatos. But if it is Behelim Melochas, and Behelim Melochas, so in other words, the reason as to why he writes, because he doesn't know that writing is osa. The reason as to why he carries Moshe's Ram, because he doesn't know Itzoi is osa. So Memele, it's a poet Gogez, he's chayev Zabet Chatos. The Lashon of Rashi is mashma something else. לחלק של איתמר ונחייב סקילה עד שיחלו שבוס בכל מלוכת לקח יוצא סעבור מן הכלל לחלק מה עבור מיוחדה שיהיו מלוכה וחייב לקורס וסקילה בפני עצמי אף כל שיהיו מלוכה in other words, so without the drושה of לחלק I would say that one is not חייב קורס or מיסה until he does all the מלוכת is very strange. I mean, there is no such talk that I talk in the Gemara. The only purpose is that he's chayev a separate chatos on each melocha. But not that without this drosha of the chalik, I would say that if one is mechal Shabbos in one melocha, not in all the lamites melochas, so he's not chayev mise. I mean, that I wouldn't say. The chalik shlotim and chayev skilat shechal Shabbos bechol melochas, v'kach yotzit avorem nakwal lechalik, מה עבור מיחדי שאהב מלוכה? וחיו לקורס וסקילו בנעץ אף כל שאהב מלוכה. And Rashi doesn't even mention that. It's very strange this Rashi. Alright. הורי רצינו, בוא מרוב במישהו שיחם, בכל מוקים שאתה יש שם, אפילו חוץ בורם. חיו עושה גופי, וינתו יו בקרקע, כי קליים ואולה הוא תחום מסומייסס. חיו עושה גופי, כי קליים ואולה הוא תחום מסומייסס. אוי, הנה, alright, לא יהיו לכם גם מישהו, זה קצין פרשת סוסר. מה מישהו עושה מורים להלון? My love, the Gnosni don't have a Avlochi, we call it Avlochi, you love the Ashmir and Avamine, or says the Humas, we don't have it, Psila Shaleida, Matich Vizirko, Vizirpi, the Yeredes Echmeo, I Bishu Gomoru, the Avlochi, the Mishi Alfino, who Bishu Samonim Hoyo, but the Lechas Amishin, it's a Beat Hill situation. Now, so we see from this Gemore, Agaburche, Haloches, we can be shabbat. First of all, we see that Bishul is not limited after to a food article. One could think, Bishul is only shayach in the food, so you cook, you have a vashel meat, you have a vashel, I mean, whatever it is, but in metal, I mean, that is metal, that Bishul should be shayach in either lead, in metal, that is not shayach. So we see from this, so it's more of a precious, that Bishul is shayach even in metal. Now, so what's the essential feature of Bishul, the essential feature of Bishul, and there is another Gemara, that Atune Bisiche, the Gemara in Shabbos, in Kogot, in other words, if somebody hits sticks of wood to make it soft, so it's Chayev Mishum Mevash. So the essential feature of Bishul is softening through heat by heating it. When you cook food, so then you prepare the food for eating purposes, because it becomes softer. So the essential let's say, through heating, you melt a metal, you make it soft, so then you are higher mishmishm. That's one thing. Now, there is this Gemara, from this Gemara, there is an obvious difficulty against the Rambam. The Rambam, now from this Gemara we see that the posik of this Varu Eish Bechol Mishvi Seicher implies a Nisan Loch. Nisan Loch. Whether it's Lilav Yotzes or Mechalit Yotzes, some in Mele, it's a Nisan Loch. And the Gemara says that the only reason is why we suspect Sreife cannot be needed out of Shabbos, because the essay of English Bezdin is Nadeiche, the Nisan Loch. But the Rambam says that this love of Rizivaro Eish Bechol Mishvi Seichem implies a Nisar against Onshin. Bezdin is not allowed to carry out an Enish. Even an Enish that does not involve an Emeloche, Malkis. Malkis does not involve an Emeloche. So, doesn't involve an Emeloche. So the Aloche is that Bezdin is not allowed to meet out Malkis. To meet out Malkis on Shabbos. And if Bezdin meets out Malkis on Shabbos, So Bezdin is either allowed to rise of Misivaro Eish Bechol Mishvi Seichem, because Bechol Mishvi Seichem means Bezdin, so that means Bezdin is not allowed to carry out Sreife. So the same thing applies to every Einesh, even to Malkis. The Rambam Perchel Dalet Melech HaShabbos, Halach HaZayim, says as follows, Ein Einshin B'Shabbos, Afo Pi She'Einesh Shmitzvah Sasei, Ein Edei HaShabbos, Ketzah, Harei Shemizchayev B'Bezdin Malkis or Yisim, Ein Malkin Eisei, ואין ניסין איסי בשבס שנאמר מסיברו איש בכל משבסיך ואין השבס זו עזור לבזדין שלא יסחפו בשבס מי שנסחי וסחיפה והוא עדין לשור אונש כיצד הרי שמי שנסחי ובזדין מלכס או ניסי אין מלכן איסי ואין ניסין איסי so it's allowed to rise to meet out an Einish on Shabbos to meet out an Einish on Shabbos now Shkonoch Paskins that one is not allowed to arrest to make an arrest on Shabbos even a criminal. Unless it's near for Kachnevesh, some criminals, if you just leave them like that, so they might, the next day or the same day, they might kill another person. So because of the Kachnevesh, so Yamechuyev Tereste. But if there is no Kachnevesh, one is not allowed, a Jewish policeman is not allowed to arrest anybody on Shabbos. Because of that love, of the Sivaru Eish, Bechol Mishvi Seichem. So Zual Zor Libezdin Shal Yisrefu Bishabbos, Mishen Yisrael Sreife, Wadin Lishonsh. So it has nothing to do with Meloche. Whether the essay of Inish of Bezin, of Inchi Bezin is Deich Meloche or it's not Deich Meloche. Malkes, there is no Meloche. But there is a special Yisar. So how can the Gemara learn out? How can the Gemara learn out a Din that essay Deich, generally speaking, is an essay Deich Lishi Bekores, because here in the Torah tells us only Mrs. Bezin is Nash Deich. So it appears from this Gemara that the Torah answers meeting out Sreife because of the Yisam Meloche. So the essay of Inish Bezdin is not there. No, by Malkes there is no Meloche. But it's a new Yisam. It's a new Yisam. So of course everybody raises that question against the Rambam. Now where is the Rambam smoking? The Rambam is in Ramitzvahs, mentions the Yerushalmi Shabbos. This Rosh Hashanah Mechilta is, if at all, so it contradicts the Rambam. Uchvarom ravor lelav yotzes, ulemiskayim el shim lechalik yotzes, vukin ishiyachai val kom ulocha ulocha bifnei atzma kshibor mkeli. So the Rambam explains it, I mean that lechalik yotzes means that there is a chiyuv of chatos for each meloch, I mean the Rambam, the Rashi's explanation is strange. ובגמורה דבני מערובה, but this is the מוקר for the Rambam, that even מוקס is מכלול הדבר. ובגמורה דבני מערובה, so, בכל מי שסייכם רבי לה בשם רבי ינא, I mean mistake, I said, ירושלמי שבס, ירושלמי סלד, רבי יחד שבס. בכל מי שסייכם רבי לה בשם רבי ינא, מכאן לבודדינים של ידונים בשבס. So that's the הלוכה, that you cannot carry out an image. And you cannot pass, because you cannot allow to, you can't, you're not allowed, even to arrest me, the rice, you're not allowed to make an arrest. Now you cannot say, well, the purpose of arrest is not to punish, but just to deter others, I mean, so, but it doesn't make any difference what the purpose of the punishment is. Unshin is us. What the purpose is, whether the purpose is nikome, or the purpose is to deter, or the purpose is to discipline, whatever the motive is, doesn't make any difference. Unshin is us, amishab. In the rising. So maybe it has nothing to do with the essay of itik. By Malchus, by the English of Malchus, there is no malacha involved, and still it's also. So how can the Gemara learn out from this posik that an essay is deichel is yibikot? So we have to say one thing. Now, the Torah says, we see v'ahu eish b'chol mishviseich. We see v'ahu eish b'chol mishviseich. So memele, what does mishviseich mean? Bezer. So since the Torah says b'chol mishviseich, so what does it mean? So it doesn't mean b'chol mishviseich, not only this bezer, but the other bezer also. I mean, why should there be a difference between one bezer and another bezer? I mean, does it make a difference? So when the Torah says b'chol mishviseich, that no einish should be carried out, no avoy, but so it should be carried out by any bezin. So what does it mean by any bezin? It means not only whether it's the bezin of Ayin Aleph, how many kinds of bezins we have. We have the bezin of Ayin Aleph, we have the bezin of Chof Gimel, and we have the bezin of Gimel. We have the bezin of Gimel. So Mimele, no matter what bezin, Luisi Varoich. So Mimele, it's implicit. That's the pshat in the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin. How do the Yerushalmi know that no Einish can be carried out? How, where is it mentioned? It's mentioned with Vaweish, Bechomish Visechem. The answer is because the Torah says Bechomish Visechem. Visechem means Bezin. And Bechomish Visechem means every kind of Bezin. Whether it's a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, or a Bezin of Gimel, or a Bezin Shel Gimel. Now, what kind of an image can a Bezin Shel Gimel carry out? Malchus. That's all. So since the Torah says with Vaweish, Bechomish Visechem, so it's a Raya that it applies even to Bezin Shel Gimel. Now, a Bezin Shel Gimel cannot carry out an Inish of a Bezin Shel Gimel cannot carry out an Inish of the Foshes that requires Sanhedrin. That requires Sanhedrin. So that means that the Torah is, this Posik does not limit itself only to the Inish of Sreifa. As Sreifa Bechlalo is so. So that's the Drosh in Mechilta. But it applies to all Onshin, not only to all Onshin of Mrs. Bezin, to the Inish of Malkin. So in other words, so herein we have a special guilt that this law applies to every age, not after Sreife. Sreife b'chlal o'isof. So, kol dava shoyi b'chlal, v'yotzo min ha'chlal, lo yulamed al'atzim yotzo, l'alamed al'atzim yotzo. So Sreife is a member in the category, in the class of Onshi, and is l'alamed al'kol ha'chlal, all Onshi, even Malchus, and even Makas Mardus. Two Makas Mardus is not the purpose of Makas Mardus is either to discipline the Avarian or to deter others. You see, it's not an Inish in the same sense as Malchus. But even to make an arrest, it comes within the law. Because the Torah says, B'chol mishviseichem, every best. So we have a new law, a new Isa against Inish and Shabbos. Shabbos still cannot be managed. Now, so Mimele, so what the question arises. So how can the Gemara, if there is a new Yisair against Onshin, even an English doesn't involve in Loche, so how can we learn out from that an essay is Deichel Eish Yokores, only here not, only it's not a question of being Deichel, because there is a new Yisair. So we have to say one thing. Now, when the Torah says, the Torah, too, that כל דבר שאולי בכלל, ויוצא מן הכלל, לא ילמד על הכלל, לא ילמד על עצמי, יוצא ללמד על הכלל, כל יוצא. But the Torah spells it out in terms of a certain class. certain type of punishment. The Torah spells it out in terms of the Einish of Sreve, not in terms of the Einish of Skiller, not in terms of the Einish, not in terms of the Einish of Sayef, not in terms of the Einish of Chenek, but in terms, literally, the Torah deals with the Einish of Sreve. The Einish of Sreve. Now, the Einish of Sreve, in order to carry out the Einish of Sreve, so there are certain preparatory acts that have to take place. You see, the execution itself is realized when the bas change is in so. So when it is put into her mouth, so then the final act of the image is carried out. But the preparation of the leg, the preparation of the...